This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. A FEMA disaster recovery center is now open in Fort Pierce. It's at the Fenn Center, and it'll be open through Monday. Officials urge all residents who think they need help to register. Nikki Gaskins is a media relations specialist with FEMA.
One of the main things FEMA's really trying to push right now is registration. If anyone has been impacted by Hurricane Irma and lives in one of those designated counties, and St. Lucie County is in fact one of those counties, we're really encouraging him to come out to one of the VRCs and register. There you can get assistance with your application, as well as sign up the status of your application.
You don't need to be a St. Lucie County resident in order to stop by the Fenn Center location. Residents of Martin, Indian River, Okeechobee, and Brevard counties are also eligible to apply for aid. But Gaskin says you do need to plan to visit by the time the center closes on Monday at 8 p.m. After that, the closest disaster recovery center will be in Palm Beach County. And it's important that you register soon.
You don't have a definite, unlimited amount of time to register. There is a deadline, and right now we're looking at November 9th. There could be a possibility that that may be extended, but right now people need to anticipate that so far the deadline will be November 9th. So do not waste any time. If you suffer damage or some type of loss, we really highly encourage people to register. You can either be a homeowner as well as a renter. And we also want to tell people that your first line of defense before you register with FEMA is to file with your insurance, because by law, FEMA cannot duplicate payment.
There are many different programs for which residents may qualify, according to Gaskins.
It depends, really, but some things a person may qualify for can very well include temporary housing, rental needs, and most importantly, this is a big one for a lot of people, home repairs, but they may even qualify for other things like medical, dental, and even child care, and even in some cases, funeral expenses if it's directly related to Hurricane Irma.
Gaskins also stresses the role of the Small Business Administration in recovery efforts.
And a lot of people often get confused when they hear Small Business Administration because they automatically assume you have to be a business owner, but that is not the case. The Small Business Administration, they do provide low interest rate disaster loans to homeowners. So that can help, they can help you get you home again and get you back on your complete road to recovery and get you back to your pre-disaster condition. Because a lot of people have to think that, you know, FEMA's going to make you whole. We're here to get you back on the up and running on the road to recovery. We are not going to get you back to your pre-disaster condition, but we are certainly going to help you get back up on your feet.
And what happens after you register?
After you register with FEMA, an inspector will then be in touch with you. They will then set up a time to come out to your home and document the damage. After they document the damage, you know, that information will then go back to FEMA, and FEMA will then be able to process your application further and determine any kind of federal aid you may receive.
Things were busy Friday at the center in Fort Pierce at the Fenn Center. Gaskin says actually the quickest way to register is online. It's disasterassistance.gov. Or you can call at 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-FEMA. However, those lines are said to be very busy as well. We'll have this information on our website, WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.